Let us pray. Father in heaven, we do thank you. We know as long as you are a part of our lives, we never shall be defeated.
Yes, Lord.
You can do anything but fail.
That's right.
Father, as we open the sacred word, we pray that your Holy Spirit might reign supreme.
Please.
Speak to us, speak through us.
Yes.
Words that will inspire our hearts to higher heights in spirituality. We pray that hearts will be touched and souls will be drawn to you, that decisions will be made for you and your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We are living, we are dwelling in a grand and awful time. The signs all foretell that your coming is nearing.
Mm-hmm.
We, for the past few weeks, we have been delving deeper into the storehouse of God's word, and we have been looking at the will of God.
Yes.
We have looked at the various components of the will of God. We have talked about his intended will. How God has a plan for your life and my life.
Yes.
Each of our lives. However, he has restricted himself by giving us the power of choice.
Mm-hmm.
And many times we use that free will and free choice that God has given us to circumvent God's intended will.
Come on now.
We spoke about God's providential will, which the world refers to as luck. There's no such thing as luck with God, because he's omniscient. He declares the end from the beginning. However, God would allow some things to take place in our lives without, again, interfering with our free choice. Then his ultimate will that will always take place.
Mm-hmm.
Because God still does not interfere with our free choice.
All right now.
But he works, sees to it like a master puppeteer.
Come on now.
Working things out in a manner through to see to it that all things will work together in our behalf.
Mm-hmm.
We took a look at how God reveals to us his will.
All right.
He reveals to us his will through the word.
Yes.
Through the written word.
That's right.
The 66 books that are found in the Bible. We've discovered that the Bible was written by holy men.
Yes.
Who were moved by the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
And if we would study the Bible and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us through the words that were written
mm-hmm.
by those inspired men, that God will speak to us through his Holy Spirit. Again, we would, and reveal to us.
Yes.
His will for each of our lives. So when we talk about God's will, we're simply talking about a plan.
Mm-hmm.
We discovered that everything that God has, Satan has a counterfeit.
That's right.
We must accept the word of God and the yeah. plan of God
yeah.
by faith. But Satan would have us presume.
Mm.
We found that God has a divine plan, and as that plan unfolds itself in your life and my life, we have to accept it by faith.
That's right.
We make decisions and decide. Today or tomorrow, I will do this and I will do that.
Come on up.
We are told in this word, we should say, if the Lord is willing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's more than just quoting that phrase, if the Lord is willing.
That's right.
That means that many times our plans will fail, that God's plan will be able to come into fruition.
That's right.
Many times we make plans and say what we will do and what we will not do, and think that God is going to make it happen.
Mm, have mercy.
That's presumption.
Yes, it is.
We recognize that soon and very soon we are going to see the King.
Yes, Lord.
So today we're going to go a step further and take a look at God's plan as it is revealed in his word.
Yes.
In the book of 1 Thessalonians,
mm-hmm.
the 5th chapter in verse 18. This season of the year, we are talking about thanks, giving thanks and gratitude, expressing gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
But the word, the scripture that is there says, in everything, give thanks.
Everything.
For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Concerning each of us, concerning you, concerning
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we have the phrase, the will of God. Now, the Apostle Paul makes mention of three things that God wills for us to do.
Come on now.
The first thing that we note in the text, that God wants us to rejoice always.
Mm-hmm.
He wants each of us to pray without ceasing.
Yeah.
And thirdly, he wants us to be thankful in everything.
Yes, Lord.
In other words, our focus will be on thankfulness.
Yes, sir.
Today. So we can see that the bottom line is that every Christian needs to be responsible to others.
Mm-hmm.
And needs to be willing to hold others responsible.
All right, now.
A praying church will grow in counsel and encouragement.
Yes, sir.
Now that counsel is simply advice. We all need that.
Mm-hmm.
And we should be willing to give that.
Yes.
And to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
We need to recognize that if we are to grow our character, need to be developed, keeping in mind that Jesus came to for the purpose of restoring the divine image in us,
mm-hmm.
as well as for us to learn who God really is.
Come on now.
So he came to vindicate the character of God.
Yes.
And if we are to reflect that character, we have to recognize that we must dig deep into the storehouse of God's word.
Come on now.
We discovered that God knew that most of us would not study or spend the time that is necessary.
Have mercy.
To discover what God's will is.
Have mercy.
And so he gave us a lesser light.
Yes, yes.
That would point us to that greater light.
Yes.
We refer to it as the spirit of prophecy.
Yes, Lord.
Those inspired writings. I used to say the little red books that many of us bought and stopped reading.
Hammers.
But now they are multicolored and more colorful, nonetheless. The messages are the same.
Mm-hmm.
We gave you a list of things, books, as you study the word, written word.
Yes.
And reinforce it with God's, according to God's plan, that will give us other insights.
Mm-hmm.
As to how we can go about understanding what God's will is for us, what God's plan is for your life, I know that you in church have frequently heard me say, the highest achievement that one can make is first of all to know what God wants you to do as an individual. And secondly, to do it with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our strength. There's no greater satisfaction that one can have than to know what God would have you to do.
All right.
Do it with all of your heart. And so as we pursued a course of looking at being thankful.
Yes, Lord.
Beloved preacher used to love to say that there are many more commands to rejoice in the Bible than to keep the Sabbath.
All right.
Now, thankfulness is a positive Christian attitude.
Yeah.
In this world,
we are surrounded
with chaos and confusion.
Yeah.
Where frustration surrounds us and confusion confounds us. We seem to be ever in a state of total alarm. Before we can get out of one situation, another one is taking its place. The enemy is attacking. Those who fail to equip themselves for the onslaught of the evil one are like helpless creatures in a hopeless situation. But you and I have the light of heaven shining upon us. The life and study of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who he himself demonstrated thankfulness. Notice how the very familiar story that is in the Word of God concerning the feeding of 5,000 men along with women and children, gave the disciples orders to bring him 5 loaves and 3 fish, or two fish. He lifted his eyes toward heaven. And what did he do? He gave thanks. We sing the song, if Jesus had to pray, what about me?
What about me?
If Jesus offered up thanks.
Yes, sir.
And thanksgiving to the Father, what about you? What about me?
That's right.
Our inspired writer lets us know that if we manifest a spirit of thankfulness to God, then it has an impact upon our health, physically and mentally. She says in a word, in the book that she wrote, Counsels on Help, that we need to praise the Lord always. So if we have Thanksgiving, we should not allow the evil one to steal our joy.
Come on.
And so when we rise in the morning, we should thank the Lord. As our pastor Wegar said, he woke me up this morning.
That's right.
We can start by thanking him for waking us up in the morning.
That's right.
And continue to praise him.
Yes.
Look back over Israel of old. And we find that after God had delivered Israel from Egyptian bondage, no sooner than they were delivered, they were murmuring and complaining.
Have mercy.
They had watched and seen how God used Moses.
Yeah.
And sent him down to Egypt land and to tell old Pharaoh, let my people go.
That's right.
The various plagues that God sent to bring about their deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
And no sooner than they got out there, after seeing the mighty acts of God, miracles performed to bring about their deliverance.
Yes.
They began to murmur and complain.
Have mercy.
So, you know the story. God was feeding them manna from heaven.
Yes.
And they murmured and complained, lusting after the flesh pots of Egypt.
Have mercy.
I must ask the rhetorical question. What am I complaining about?
Yes, Lord.
What are we complaining about? God is performing miracles in your life and my life.
That's right.
Just think. Where did God bring us? How did God deliver us from the shackles of sin?
Yes, Lord.
Many were delivered from the hand of the dope dealers, alcohol, tobacco. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
And we murmur and we complain.
Have mercy.
More gratitude, no gratitude.
Have mercy.
Consider how those lepers cried out unto Jesus. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us.
Yes.
Leprosy was one of those dreaded diseases. No cure. They had to be isolated.
Yes, yes, yes.
Quarantine.
Yes.
And Jesus said to them, go show yourselves to the priests. And said to them, the record says, as they went, they were healed.
That's right.
See, you can have faith. Because if they didn't think they were going to be healed, they wouldn't have left out of their places.
Not right now.
But the record says, as they went, they were healed.
As they went.
And they looked. And now that change has taken place on their skin. They discovered that they had been healed.
Yeah.
One of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned around and went back to thank the master.
Yes, one of them. Have mercy.
One of them. One out of 10.
Have mercy.
I think the greater, as a greater percentage today. We are told in the last days, perilous times shall come.
That's right.
Individuals will be unholy, unthankful, no gratitude.
Have mercy.
Jesus asked the question, said, were there not 10 healed? Where are the 9?
Yes, yes, yes.
And God does this. Grants our requests, and in spite of our negligence and unthankfulness, he does not withdraw himself. He does it as a demonstration to show forth his love to us.
That's right.
For us. Yes, 10 were healed, but only one came back.
Have mercy.
What about you? What about me?
Yes, Lord.
How many times God has delivered us?
Have mercy.
How many times have God perform a miracle in our behalf.
Praise the Lord.
Saved our lives.
Yes.
Sent the angels to have charge over us.
That's right.
Oh, I can remember attending a meeting over in Dallas, driving in the wee hours of the night, heading there. My wife was asking me, am I asleep? I said, no, I'm okay. Go ahead on, take you a nap. Every once in a while, those little bumpers in the road, that broop, broop.
Yes, Lord.
Are you asleep? Say, I'm all right. We don't take your name. And all of a sudden, I heard like a train horn or blowing. That tractor trailer had taken to the off the highway and I was heading. He was speeding up trying to get around me. And the angel of the Lord shook me. My wife did not wake me up.
Mm-hmm.
When I woke up,
come on, Doc.
I was looking at that big rail that was under that tractor trailer just about head high.
Mm.
I had heard and read about people being killed by being decapitated in the automobile.
Have mercy.
All of a sudden, the car swerved back onto the highway.
Yeah.
Oh, she didn't have to ask me who I would be. All the way into Dallas. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
For performing miracles.
And mercy.
In my life. Though undeserving, I may be.
Yes, yes, yes.
Songwriter says, how can I say thanks? For the things you've done for me, things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me.
That's right.
The voices of a million angels not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to you. To God be the glory.
Yes.
God be the glory for the things he has done.
Yes, Lord.
We ought to begin in the morning thanking God for waking us up this morning.
That's right.
We ought to get out on our knees and thank the Lord because he's protecting us, not just from the things that we see.
Come on now.
But the things that we don't see.
Have mercy.
His grace and mercy.
Yes, it is.
We need to recognize as a church, individually as well as individual as well as in church, we need to recognize that we're not gonna make it except we pray without ceasing.
Come on, preacher. Hear your plan.
We're not going to make it except we rejoice always.
Mm-hmm.
Except we be thankful in all things.
Yes.
Now, whenever the God performs a miracle for us,
mm-hmm.
We are grateful for a little while.
Yes, yes, yes.
But it doesn't take long for us to go back.
Have mercy.
Into that murmuring and complaining.
Have mercy.
Now, if we are the professing people of God, how can we head to the kingdom?
Yeah.
Murmuring and complaining and bickering among ourselves. How can we expect to be ready when Jesus comes?
Have mercy.
How can we unite long enough to see to it that this gospel,
yes,
the kingdom shall be preached into all the world for a witness, right, and then shall the end come?
That's right.
Huh? God has given us a job to do.
Yes.
You know why he say what we fail to do at a time of peace, relative peace and tranquility, we shall have to do it under the most forbidding circumstances.
That's right.
In words, one of our former presidents, Ronald Reagan, you ain't seen nothing yet.
That's right.
How can we be unfaithful and unthankful to the point of failing to support the cause of God with our tithes and our offerings to see to it that God's house is taken care of like our house?
Yes, Lord.
That's a slap in the face to the Savior.
Have mercy.
For us to wind up out there on Black Friday. No, we don't go out there. We aren't getting online. And have them to bring it. And what do we pay for it with? I suggest to you, my friends, let us not manifest such ingratitude. I can safely say I was young and now I'm old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread.
Praise the Lord.
God has provided for us.
Yes.
We would not have survived this long. The songwriter said, I don't believe that he's brought me this far just to turn around and leave.
Come on now.
Yes, the road can be rough and the hills hard to climb. But rather than murmuring and complaining and bickering over what I call, forgive me, Wilson's Harrison, a Mickey Mouse issue.
Have mercy.
We ought to be praising the Lord. We ought to be on our knees praying as if everything depends on God. But when we get up, we ought to be working as everything depends on us.
Yes, Lord.
Not murmuring and complaining.
Make it plain, preacher.
Coming up with power plays.
Have mercy.
Want to control
everything
and everybody. God and God alone is in control.
That's right.
Look at what's going on out there in the political arena.
Yes.
We are to be good citizens. We should cast our votes for the lesser of the two evils. Because man will, can, and will deceive you. I was expecting great things out of Donald Trump. I was speaking from the context of Baylor.
All right.
I'm expecting great things out of Biden. But I will never make the mistake as to think that Joe Biden is going to be a political savior.
Come on now.
There are no political saviors.
That's right.
Man will deceive you.
Every time.
I want you to know there are things on the horizon now that our present president is gumming up the works. So that the salvation of the nation, they're not going to be able to turn it around. No. Right now, they're Xing out seniors on jobs. Those who have bared the burdens in the heat of the day, gone through hell and high water, brought the company to the level that it is, and their income is at the top levels. They want to knock them out of there and then bring in younger workers at a lower salary. Some are looking at the stimulus and saying the seniors are not being laid off. They're just taking early retirement, some of them.
Yes.
And so they are on a fixed income, but they getting a check, Social Security and what have you. Don't you believe that? All the retirement systems, 99.44% of them are underfunded. They made a switch to the 401ks and they talk about how the stock market is doing this, that, and the other. Yes. Is being propped up, and the domino effect is soon to happen. And those who have it won't be able to spend it. There's a famine in the land.
Come on now.
Crashing right now. Empty shelves.
Yes.
This is the time for you and I to get ready, examine ourselves, make sure that we are in harmony with his will.
Right.
The will of God is that you and I will develop character. The divine characters of Jesus Christ. That you and I would not be the lies and the great deception as to who God is, as to who Jesus is. I'm not a prophet, don't claim to be, neither the son of a prophet. But in the words of that Negro spiritual, over my head, I see trouble in the air.
Come on, brother.
Oh, yeah. They were talking about the most powerful civil authority on this earth is the President of the United States. The most powerful person in the religious world is the Pope. Well, that's Joe Biden. He tried to say, I'm Catholic.
Have mercy. Hmm.
And they already joining hands across the government.
Come on, brother. Hmm?
And I'm dealing with just a thus saith the Lord. All they got to do is let it get bad enough. And then those who a decision will have to be made. You and I are going to have to reveal our loyalty. Either we're going to be loyal to God.
Come on, brother.
Or we're going to follow with the crowd. And wind up being lost. But thank God for his word. Thank God for Jesus. Came and shed his life blood. As that songwriter said, with his blood, he has saved me. With his power,
yeah.
He has written, to God be the glory for the things he has done.
That's right.
Well, I don't know about you, but I say, just let me live my life. Let it be pleasing, Lord, to thee.
Yes, Lord.
And if for some reason I gain any praise, let it go to Calvary.
That's right.
God be the glory. Great things he has done.
Yes, Lord.
I recognize all of us, if we want to be true and honest, we are forced to admit that we fall short of what we ought to be.
That's right.
But God has not abandoned us.
Praise the Lord.
So the things that we experience, Satan intended for bad.
Yes.
God intends it for good.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
To make us better. Well, if we know better, then it's up to us to exercise that choice. Choose. Says I put set before you good and evil.
Yes.
Life and death. Choose life.
Yes.
To God be the glory. Great things he has done. Oh, friends of mine, time is winding up. His word lets us know that it's in, the end is near, even at the door.
That's right.
Wow, mercy lingers. And his grace has brought us this far. Not because of our smartness. We can't trust our own selves.
Yes, have mercy.
God lets us know, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are my ways your ways. For my thoughts are higher than yours. God stands. He says, I'm God and there is none like me.
Rage. Rage.
I know the thoughts I have towards you.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts of peace and not evil, that I might bring you to an expected end.
That's right.
That end in salvation. Hang on in there. Soon and very soon, we're going to see the King.
Yes, yes, yes.
I say with the other songwriter, right on, King Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Right on. No man is going to hinder me.
That's right.
Yes. Soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. And the only thing that you and I are going to take away from this sin-cursed world are the characters that we have developed.
Yes.
Question is, can you pass the test?
Have mercy.
It's testing time now.
Have mercy.
Can you pass the test? Can I pass the test? We'll pass the test only as we submit our lives wholly and totally unto Him.
Have mercy.
And we pray without ceasing.
Yes.
That we rejoice always in the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We rejoice when things are going our way. We ought to rejoice.
That's right.
In the Lord always. And be thankful for what God has done for us.
Yes, yes.
Not only ought we to be thankful for what God has done for us, we ought to be thankful for the things that we're able to do for others.
Yes.
For friends and family and loved ones.
Yes.
Oh, my friends, to God be the glory.
Great things.
Great things He has done.
That's right.
I look forward to the day when Jesus shall come.
Yes.
In the clouds of glory.
Yes.
In that day when He shall speak to the north, saying, give up.
That's right.
To the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth.
All right.
Oh, soon and very soon, we're going to see the King.
Yes, yes, yes.
The deception of the evil one shall be great. Ah, when we hear the familiar scriptures, I'm He. When Satan shall counterfeit Jesus Christ, and we see the symbols of the markings on His hand and the brow marks on His head.
Yes, yes.
His tattoo. Yet He cannot imitate the manner of His coming. We shall hear that He is in the east. Go not forth. We are told every eye shall see Him. We won't have to turn the TV on to see what CNN, ABC, and NBC say it. But we will see it with our own eyes. I look forward to that day. To God be the glory.
Yeah.
Great things He has done. Father, we thank you for the great love that you've shown us, for the priceless gift of Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Yes.
Who lived a sinless life, who experienced heartache and pain. Help us, Lord, to accept you before it's eternally too late.
Yes.
Help us, Father, to put forth every effort, expend our energy and our funds to see to it that men and women, boys and girls, receive the message that you might become a part of that blood washed garment that shall be
saved. Yes.
Look forward to the day when we find ourselves standing on the sea of glass, singing the songs of Moses and the Lamb.
Yes.
Oh, I think about what the servant of the Lord says, how Jesus will break out in song. We can sing the song.
Yes.
Receive the word. Demonstrate in our lives.
Yeah.
There'll be ups and downs. We thank you for being the God of another chance.
Yes.
Recognize that sanctification is the work of a lifetime. You know, as long as we are in this sin-cursed world, we're going to meet with chaos and confusion.
Have mercy.
But help us to hold on to your unchanging hand.
Please.
May this be our happy life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.